Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. Numbers 33, verses 51 to 53 says, "Speak to the people of Israel and say to them, when you pass over the Jordan into the land of Canaan, then you shall drive out all the inhabitants of the land before you and destroy all their figured stone and destroy all their metal images and demolish all their high places. And you shall take possession of the land and settle in it. For I have given the land to you to possess it." The Bible's consistent message was the idea of driving out those who knew not God. We would like to believe that we can live without being affected by the rising flood waters of the godlessness. Yet it cannot happen, and it will not happen. And God cannot bless a life that chooses to be influenced more by the godless than by God himself. The hours modern American Christians spend on entertainment alone often makes entertainment more influential in our lives than God and his word. We are warned and have seen examples of those who wanted to be in the world and in God's family, and it never works out well. It cannot work out well. The 55th and 56th verse of that chapter says, "But if you do not drive out the inhabitants of the land before you, then those of them whom you let remain shall be barbs in your eyes and thorns in your sides, and they shall trouble you in the land where you dwell. And I will do to you as I thought to do to them." Warning, warning, warning. Was it falling on deaf ears? Compromise in critical areas leads to critical mistakes and ruins lives. The mixing of truth and error always yields terror. It's like mixing oil and water, iron and clay, cleanliness and germs. Today's modern Christian is not a Christ follower if they are following the Christless. The integrity of material has to do with the purity of the material and the meticulous way that the material was produced. In some cases, if there's any compromise in purity in the production of a product, the material is destroyed, lest it give someone a false sense of security. Likewise, following the ways of the godless or having the majority rule may give us a false sense of security and make us more vulnerable to the evil one than we've ever been. Be careful. We need to listen to God, first and foremost, not those who don't know God. The majority never determine truth. Only God can do that. We need to make sure we're in tune with him. I'm Dave Wager, here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. Thanks for listening.